Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1466, air date July 11th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Idure. Today, we're going to be talking about astragalus on hair loss. We're going to be doing a systems biology analysis on that. And welcome. Let me also start this on Instagram. Instagram has a different protocol here when things go live here. And I think we did it right, but we may not have. All right. So we may have to add Instagram. Let me do this again. So Instagram, and Instagram should go live. All right, so we're live on Instagram too. So anyway, we're going to be talking about astragalus on hair loss. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting discussion because we're going to talk about the molecular basis of this wonderful herb plant called astragalus, and then the molecular pathways of hair loss. So let's just jump right into it. Let me go here. So what we need to recognize is that astragalus is known as a guardian root. It's one of the major medicinal herbs in the traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years. It's been used to treat a wide variety of diseases and body disorders. And its medicinal properties are attributed to its stems or roots. Now, many of you know the approach that I take. Prabhakar, I'll catch you later. Thank you. The approach that I take, everything I look at, be it politics, be it health issues or science, is always from a system science approach. And all of you can learn that approach at truthfreedomhealth.com. But what I want to do is to play you a quick video as we're having people come in on the journey, my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system, and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on an interesting herb called astragalus on the molecular pathways of hair loss. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosol team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosol or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole. When you look at the data globally, lifespan is actually going down. Okay, the curvature of lifespan is going down. And cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is explosively going up. So if you just look at this graph unemotionally and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years, 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50, 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com, shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you could save yourself. But that's what this is about. But I want to let you know, anything I do, be it talking about astragalus, be it black cumin, or being talking about election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself? Or when you're ready, you know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is a number of important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's been the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy foods. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know, I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people at how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because of my concern for everyday people, because that's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax, it's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people on one of the other stressors has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, reductionist science. When it comes to innovation, most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to go solve something. They're expecting government to do it or someone else to do it for themselves. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. when it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save, and there's massive amounts of income inequality. That's what's resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. So, Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, is the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune systems. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget so you get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth, Freedom, Health. It also comes to teach people how to be economical and resourceful. There's many forces which unfortunately teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. But that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools if they want it. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and every Thursdays, you can see right here, on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people. They share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated from this deep interest to help you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We did every Thursdays we do that. You can RSVP right now to vashiva.com/orientation. In fact, join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, heal. All together, think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute, a systems health institute, where we're educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, that you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food is medicine, we've created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. It's a global certification. Through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have made a very high standard on what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve, this platform allows us to understand the food and what are the compounds in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone. Our technology, Systems Health, trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see, so we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And Clean Food Certified is something where it's a global standard. Every government, if they really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottoms-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burn the candle at both ends because I'm deeply motivated, because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions. But if you want to participate, the challenge is, do you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself? If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. So this is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions. And go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is to not to keep you on a plantation, but get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video. Then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, absolutely free. And then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about astragalus, when I talk about moringai, when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science and politics and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant person on the world, as the great writer Bertolt Brecht says. You know, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice, of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and wanting to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be a wuss and you want to be, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on astragalus, I wanted to give you this background on what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video and then we're going to go to astragalus on what is Truth Freedom Health and why all of you should become a warrior scholar. I do these videos, these very, very informative videos, but if I have an ulterior motive is to motivate you guys to go learn this stuff and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video and then we'll start today's discussion on astragalus and hair loss.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, You don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. The Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. So there's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, in the area of politics and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to get educated. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend to start as a member, because there's an entire very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? You can be a supporter, and we give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all the 15 gifts. But get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursdays, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on astragalus. What is hair loss? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about cytosol, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food as medicine. And we'll share with you our own initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's not any one way to solve these problems. We're talking about astragalus, but doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. This is why no one's really cracked the code on it, okay? But we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how astragalus affects hair loss. And we'll talk to you about how much astragalus. And we'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? because we're about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay. So again, as I started off, astragalus, that's the way you pronounce this, is known as a guardian root. It's one of the major medicinal herbs, major ones in traditional Chinese medicine. You may have heard of ginseng. That's another one. And it's been used for thousands of years. And it's known as a guardian root, you know, because it's used to treat many, many diseases. And the medicinal properties are attributed to the stems as well as the roots, okay? Now, astragalus has both indigenous and traditional uses. So, for example, in what's known as TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, astragalus was used to boost the immune system, you know, to treat fatigue and really to improve your overall vitality. In Mongolia and other parts of Russia, astragalus has been used to treat wounds. It's a general tonic, and it's used to enhance strength and stamina. But you can see it's a tool that goes very, an herb that goes very deep to support foundational elements of the body. Even among the Native American tribes, it's been used, a local species here in the United States, for their medicinal properties. And it's an herb also used in other parts of Europe and Asia. And the species of astragalus has been used in folk remedies for anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and antimicrobial properties. So you can see it's an herb over the many, many centuries. It's caused, it has attracted the attention of many different groups of people, okay? Not just any one group of people in China, okay? So let's talk about hair loss. What is it? Alopecia. And hair loss or alopecia is actually caused, and you have to understand this carefully, by an interruption in the body's cycle of hair production. So your body has a cycle of producing hair. When there's an interruption in that, that's when you get hair loss because your body's not producing hair. And there's two types of alopecia. One is psychotricial alopecia, and the other one is non-psychotricial alopecia. So there's two types. Now, psychotricial alopecia progresses to the loss of the follicles, which are the root of the hair, and thus that's irreversible, okay? Non-psychotricial alopecia is reversible. So you have the irreversible kind and the non-reversible kind, okay? All right, so the typical interventions that have been done by the current approaches have been minoxidil, which is actually a topical treatment to stimulate hair growth. The other one has been hair transplant surgery that involves transplanting hair follicles from different parts of your body or your scalp to the balding area. Then there's something called PRP, platelet-rich plasma, PRP, where blood is drawn from you, from your own body. It's processed to concentrate the platelets, which are the immune cells, and then that platelets from your own body is injected into the scalp to promote hair growth. That's called platelet-rich plasma. And then you have a diet of biotin, zinc, iron, and vitamins, where you really support depletion, stress, through the use of these vitamins, okay? Biotin, zinc, iron, and vitamins. So these are the interventions. Now, 2% of the world's population suffers from alopecia, 2%. And if you look at it, here you have the scalp, and here you have the, and we'll get into this, the hair follicle and the hair that grows from it. Now, astragalus, we're going to look at how astragalus affects this process of hair loss. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the advent of the modern advent of the field called systems biology, but we're applying this to everything. And it was only recently we decided, why don't we apply it also to hair loss, okay? And in order to understand that, I'd like to share with you, what is the Cytosolve innovation process? What do we actually do at Cytosol to go through this process? Well, the first step we do is in any field, we build a molecular architecture of that phenomenon by looking at all the papers that have been written in the field. Then we publish it. And then the next thing we do is we mathematically convert those molecular systems into rate equations using physical chemistry. And then we do combination screening using those models. And then we go through the process of finding if any of the combinations we put together actually lead to discoveries, and we patent them. And then we license and manufacture this. So right now, you can see we have many, many different areas of health and disease and well-being we're going at that are in different phases of development, phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, phase five, phase six. In phase six, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about five different discoveries we've made, which have gotten patents. We have about three, six, you know, seven different areas we're doing actual screening. We have another six areas we're doing modeling, another four areas we're doing publications, another four areas we're doing systems architectures. And all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out companies, own pieces of this. But our goal relative to hair loss is to create a new code called Folliculosolve and create a product that actually works, not something that claims to work, but actually does work. So we have a process that we're marching down, but we don't want to say that we have the solution because we have to apply the scientific method. Okay. So that's what we're doing. And we have a very, very refined process to do that. And this can help, you know, all mankind. We're right now in the initial stage of building the systems architecture. So we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, or we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published, and then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. And what we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosol with, frankly, no funding. And then we published it. And then we did the modeling of it. And then we went through all these different natural foods in nature. And we found combinations of ingredients in this. And we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found two very powerful ingredients at the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain and inflammation. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that resulted in us for the first time actually not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video, which will explain the Cytosol process, but how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is what we're applying to hair loss. We're not there yet, but we're in the process of doing that.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosol created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosol Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So I wanted to play you that and share that with you because that is an example of a tangible way that we went through all of these processes, you see? So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world, by this completely different way of doing development independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. By the way, I have two dogs. They're awesome dogs. I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9 701, which takes about 15, 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for whole health pet supplement right here. So there we go. So now our Cytosol Hair Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. So the systems architecture that we're looking at is the hair follicle cell cycle over here is related to the WNT-B catenin signaling. You'll understand what that means shortly, but it is these two processes that are involved in hair health. So we're doing something quite different. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We want to understand what's really going on. We want to take a complete blank sheet and look at all the research that's done, and that's what we're doing. Unlike the pharmaceutical model of just looking at one approach. So that's what we're focused on right now. And when you look at this, you find out there's the presence of WNT signaling. WNT, this molecule actually promotes hair growth. So when you have WNT signaling taking place, you have the entire chemical reaction here from this WNT landing on here through a series of molecular pathways that includes EGFR, EGF. This is, by the way, cell, hair cell, and then you're looking at all the interactions taking place at the cell surface, in the cytoplasm, and at the nuclear level. So these processes are involved in hair growth. That's called WNT signaling. Now, the presence of dehydrotestosterone, DHT, inhibits WNT signaling and promotes hair loss. So that's a competitive thing. You have hair growth signaling, and you have hair loss signaling that's taking place. Okay, let me bring that up so it's a little bit bigger for everyone. So you have these two mechanisms, architectures, the hair growth signaling and the presence of DHT, which inhibits WNT signaling and promotes hair loss. Okay? All right. And so when DHT is produced, it produces hair loss signaling. Okay? And what we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, the triggers are aging, heredity, changes in hormone testosterone, physical or emotional stress, high fever, severe infection, childbirth. These are the triggers that lead to hair loss or major surgery, sudden blood loss, crashed diets, especially those that do not contain enough protein. Very important to understand this. Drugs, retinoids, birth control pills, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and NSAIDs, including ibuprofens. So you have drugs, crash dieting, sudden blood loss, major surgery, plus all these that are the things that lead to hair loss. Now, we're in the process of putting together our models that we will publish. And then these are the 21 things that are out there that appear in nature to support hair health: aloe vera, rosemary, umla, bringraj, fenugreek, nettles, water hyssop, Asian ginseng, astragalus, green tea, hibiscus, centella asiatica, sage, holy basil, moringai, horsetail, gymnema sylvester, lavender, peppermint. These 21 things, there's data on this, but the reality is, this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these, but the issue is, how do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Okay. All right. Someone says, I think DHT is produced by looking at these smartphones too much long. Maybe, maybe not. Depends. Okay. We can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can actually use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to talk about astragalus, one of these 21 potential things that can advance hair loss. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we found out there's 1,783 research articles, 95 clinical trials, over 75 years of scientific research has been done on this. There's 21 key molecules involved in astragalus. There's many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. There are 5 polysaccharides that have low molecular weight: polysaccharides, astragalus polysaccharide APS, radix astragalite polysaccharide, astragalin, and heteropolysaccharide APSID3. So those are the 5. Then there are another 10 different polyphenols: cloven, quercetin, flaglosside, rutin, apigenin, calicosin, cladrin, astraflavin, astraginoside, and chlorogenic acid. Okay, that's 15. And the other 6 are beta-sitosterol, beta-dacosterol, sfondin, isoastragalicide 4, astragalicide 3, and astromembranocytes A and astromembranocytes B. So there's 21 different nutrients. These are the molecules. And you can see this is a structure of those active compounds from APS all the way down to chlorogenic acid and quercetin, hesperidin, rutin, astragonoside 4, and beta-sitosterol. Okay. So these are what we've identified from our research. And astragalus has multiple biological effects. It's anti-aging, it's antiviral, anti-tumor, anti-fibrosis, anti-diabetic, and antibacterial effects. So it has these very powerful effects. What are the 8 health benefits? Skin health, hypertension, immune health, hair loss, diabetes, arterial sclerosis, cancer, lung health. And so it has these multiple benefits, 8 different benefits. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening relative to astragalus. And again, we're sharing with you original research. So let's look at what's going on. Now, one of the effects of astragalus on hair loss is the inhibition of apoptosis. Apoptosis is cell death. So when a hair follicle dies, that's where the problem occurs. Well, from the research we've done so far, one of the chemicals in astragalus actually stops, it inhibits cell death, or the death of the hair follicle. That's what apoptosis means. And that chemical is astragalicide 4, which blocks, as you can see here, this is blocking procaspase 8 cleavage, which would normally occur right here. It blocks this cleavage in the FAS11 pathway, which is this pathway right here. So typically, when this occurs, you have cleavage, and that leads to apoptosis down there, and you get hair fall. Now, the blockage of this prevents cytochrome C release. And right here, so typically cytochrome C gets released and you have apoptosis, which leads to hair loss. So when you block this, cytochrome C does not get released. And this inhibits caspase 9 and caspase 3. And these actions prevent apoptosis in hair keratinocytes, which promote hair growth. Okay? So that's what's going on here. So again, astragalicide 4 blocks this process. Then what you have is you have the hair growth effect. Now, astragalus compounds stimulate hair growth and inhibit hair regression. Now, astragalus compounds stimulate IGF-1 production right here, right? So they stimulate IGF-1 production, which activates that WNT signaling. And the, and when that signaling is activated right here through WNT signaling, beta catechin drives WNT target genes, and you get hair growth, you see? So the astragalus compounds actually, again, activate WNT signaling, which relates down hair growth, okay? Now, the other piece that happens is these same astragalus compounds actually block, they inhibit WNT signaling pathway through, well, first of all, TGF-beta right here, which is not a good molecule, inhibits WNT signaling here. It blocks beta catenin right here, as you're seeing here. And this promotes, this actually deactivates WNT signaling, so you don't get hair growth. But these same astragalus compounds block, what they do is they block, they inhibit DKK1, which blocks the DHT. So astragalus compounds inhibit transforming TGF-beta and DKK1, and therefore you get the restoration of WNT signaling and beta catechin activation, which leads to hair growth. So that's what's going on. And where we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin out folliculosolve is going to do. We're right here, but we're already starting to do some of the modeling. So how can you help? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay. So, but we're taking a very systematic systems approach towards this process. Okay. All right. Next thing we want to share with you is you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/open science and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can come to also our symposiums that we do the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. Again, absolutely free. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We want to also stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of science between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding and they want to start their own institutions. So Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share this. All right. Now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at astragalus, we have found through Cytosolv, very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that astragalus has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. So one of this is astragalus has reduced fasting blood glucose compared to standard drug metformin. Metformin is a standard drug that's used for diabetes, right? It reduces fasting glucose. And if you look here, here's a control of a person with a particular blood glucose level. And then you can see, here's a model, and you can see metformin brought it down here, but astragalus brought it down nearly the same, okay? And that was done by the astragalus saponin. So basically, astragalus does almost the same as this drug, metformin. Quite incredible. The other thing is the astragalus saponins, AST, also relative to cancer, have induced tumor reduction similar to 5-FU, which is another chemotherapeutic drug. So you can see here, here's a control of the progression of cancer over time. Here's AST. You can see what that's done over time. Here's 5-FU, and then here's 5-FU and AST together, right? So 5-FU and AST do around the same after 21 days, 208.5 to 204. But when you combine 5-FU with AST, it's a combination therapy, look at the incredible effect. It doubles this, right? So this is pretty cool that you can really have an effect on cancer by taking this together. So you may want to share this with your friends. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a hair health initiative. You can contribute to that. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Finally, what I want to talk about is people say, well, why aren't you all taking astragalus if it works so well? Well, you see, it's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time, okay? And what we want to educate you on is we've also created a framework which helps you figure that out, okay? And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does the current science say? What's the right dosaging? Well, the right science says, for example, for heart health, Yang and Sun say about 2.25 grams of astragalus each twice a day. For lung health, Zhao et al. Say 15 grams twice a day for upper respiratory tract infections. It's another, again, these are from actual experiments that have been done. For fatigue, 500 milligrams of astragalus three times a day. And astragalus for blood sugar, Tian et al. Says 40 to 60 grams of astragalus per day. So the four issues to consider are the following, which means when you're considering, is this right for me? If you have stomach discomfort, if you have itching, if you have nasal symptoms or skin rash, and if you see these things, be aware that you may want to back off. And obviously, we are not here to give medical advice. You want to talk to your physicians, but this is what the research itself shows where you need to be considering. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering system science with Eastern systems of medicine, reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use Your Body, Your System to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at, if you want to find if astragalus is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move in different points and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that astragalus doesn't do much to affect transport, doesn't do much to affect storage, but it affects conversion, which in the Indian system is called pitta, which increases it, like increases digestion, increases cognition, increases metabolism. Now, if your body at some point is here, is it right for you? Well, definitely, it'll help you. If your body's off course here, it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where astragalus may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Fridays. And get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, We're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved. But this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that are good for hair loss, which is we're analyzing with Cytosol, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool allows you to figure out. Okay. And it allows you to teach others to figure this out. In summary, astragalus inhibits apoptosis of hair follicles, thereby lowering hair loss. It promotes hair growth by upregulating WNT signaling via IGF-1. It promotes hair growth by downregulating TGF-beta in DKK1. And we are right now in folliculosol, which is a new spin out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up time with us. But that's what we wanted to cover today on astragalus and hair loss. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, okay? Covering politics, covering health, covering science. So if you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on astragalus, on hair loss, and this is a series we'll be doing, but get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.